immediately resulted in inflation and a depression as a result of like wildcat banking, lots of, you know, messy small banks, et cetera, et cetera. And the U.S. really didn't stabilize its financial system for nearly a century until the establishment of the Federal Reserve. So I see some of that kind of contradiction in the Trumpians. I like some of their protectionist efforts and so on, mm-hmm. but I find the, you know, frankly, the Elon Musk Doge stuff really disturbing and really contradictory to, you know, you need state capacity if they want to do stuff like that. You need workforce development. You know, you need, by the way, and unions can be a part of workforce development. They're very good at it, as we know. Unfortunately, what they've done is they've crippled the National Labor Relations Board, which I find very disturbing. Lots of regulators that do good things, like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that would have regulated Elon's own X if he wants to turn it into a payment app.
Sure. Gee, why would he have done that?
In a completely self-interested way. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the Jacksonian part. And the problem with the Jacksonians is they harness populist anger with the economic order, but it redounds to the benefit of other elements of capital, you know, or, you know. And that's
by the way,
that's the problem.
It's an exercise they're doing explicitly. Adam, this gets to the central contradiction of kind of where we're talking about. So this is a thing that in many ways they fetishize the working man, right? Mm-hmm. They pay great homage to the values of the working man, but who is in there smashing around the economy? It's not the working man. It's not people with an understanding of unions and all those other things. It's techno billionaires who want to create, and look, their vision for the economy, let's be honest, is very clearly not a bottom-up infrastructure. It is a gig economy run by overlords that are AI infused. They have a, I think, dystopian vision of what work and relevance means. I don't think they're talking about the kind of societal tent post economies that you guys are talking about. Address how that central contradiction plays out, Adam.
I think to make sense of this is a fascinating conversation. I think we need two extra terms. One is social democracy, which I quite like this reading of the New Deal as Jeffersonian goals by Hamiltonian means.
Right.
But another way of thinking of the New Deal is it's America's effort at social democracy. In other words, an organized bargain between American workers and capital. And the fact of the matter is that a very large slice of America, particularly in big cities, loves social democracy. They really like that vision. They really like social insurance. They like the LaGuardia vision of well-managed cities. They like, you know, the Wisconsin, Minnesota, California. There's lots of different variants of it, but it's essentially recognizable as American social democracy, like in Europe. And the partners of the New Deal Democrats in doing this were the professional managerial class. In other words, folks like us. And I read Trumpianism and the Musk element within it as a double attack, right? In the name of the working class, which is largely non-existent and not in the room,
right,
de facto, their immediate victims are civil servants, public servants in federal government doing things like weather forecasting.
By the way, demonized.
Demonized.
Somehow they're not the working class. Somehow they're not the middle class.
But they, in many cases, they're not the working class. They are actually university-educated middle-class people.
Right.
American class language is confusing.
But they're being portrayed as a criminal element, like you bastard testing our water for fecal matter.
Exactly.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you? So this is like some kind of a racket.
Right.
And how I read this current moment as a double attack, effectively, you know, continuing the undermining of the real conditions for working Americans, but with a novel element of a really no-holds-barred attack on the PMC, on the professional managerial class. And that includes big corporate capital, which has its DEI and its ESG agendas, none of which they're down with. And it's done in the name of a kind of entrepreneurialism, which is Jacksonian, which is about breaking things and seeing what happens next.
But by the way, let's also be